Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 272, filled each morning. Hear Psalm 90, verse 14. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Let that land. Don't rush past it. The psalmist could have asked for anything. Health, safety, success. Those aren't wrong things to want. But he passed right over all of them and went straight to what matters most. He asked to be satisfied. He asked to be filled. And that's where his wisdom shows, because he already knew what most of us spend years learning, that nothing in this world can fill that deep place inside us. Only God fills it. And what he asks for specifically is God's mercy. The Hebrew word is hesed. Hesed is not a passing feeling. It is not God having a good day. It is God's eternal character, faithful love, loyalty that does not waver, that doesn't depend on what you did yesterday or what you'll manage to do tomorrow. It is who God is, and that God pours his hesed over you every single morning as if it were the first time. Now notice this strategy hidden inside this verse in the morning. That is not a scheduling detail. It is an order of priority. When God's mercy is the first thing you receive in a day, before the news, before the worry, before the noise, it shapes the tone of everything that follows. The morning gives flavor to the whole day. The psalmist knew this. He wasn't being poetic. He was being strategic. Satisfy us, not just relieve us, not just calm us down, not just distract us. Satisfy us. There is a world of difference between relief and satisfaction. Relief fades, satisfaction stays. Jesus used exactly this language when he spoke to the woman at the well. He said that whoever drinks the water he gives will never be thirsty again. That is not a promise of a life without hard things. It is a promise of a soul that has everything it needs to walk through the hard things. That is the difference, and it changes everything. And the fruit of that satisfaction? The verse is generous. Rejoice and be glad all our days, all of them. Not just the good ones, not just the days when everything goes right, all our days, because the joy that grows out of God's mercy doesn't depend on circumstances. It has its own fuel. It holds up through the hard day, the exhausting week, the season that hurts, because it doesn't come from the outside. It comes from within. From a soul that has already been filled. So here is the call for today. Simple, concrete, but with real weight. Before breakfast, stop, sit down, 2 minutes, just two, and out loud, not in your head, out loud, say one thing you are grateful for in God's mercy today. Just one thing. Let that gratitude be the first word of your morning. Let it set the flavor of your day. This is not ritual for ritual's sake. It is strategy. It is the psalmist teaching us how to fill the soul before we step into the world. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.